Let's take a moment to try to make sense of what's happening on Wall Street. Shares of the video game retailer GameStop continue the roller coaster ride today after shooting up 1,700% at one point this month. Let's bring in Mike Regan, senior editor for Bloomberg News, who's been following this story. And Mike, at one point this morning, things got so volatile that trading in GameStop came to a stop. What's going on?
All right, Peter. So there are things known as circuit breakers in the market. And basically what happens is trading is paused for a few minutes if a stock jumps or plunges a big amount in a short period of time. It's actually happened with GameStop a lot in recent weeks, maybe several times a day. Today, obviously, though, the big difference is the stock was down a lot, as much as almost 68% at one point. And a big reason for that is that some brokerages, Robinhood, for example, have put restrictions on trading of not only GameStop, but about a dozen other companies that have been having similar crazy moves in the stock market. And it's really led to a lot of backlash. For example, Ted Cruz and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez actually agreeing with each other that Robinhood shouldn't have done this because it's preventing people from trading the way the pros would, because they are, you know, professional investors are still allowed to buy and sell these stocks where these discount brokerages are putting restrictions on.
Okay, let's take a step back and try to explain exactly what's at the heart of all of this. Shorting a stock, right, Mike? Explain.
Right. So a short sale is basically a bet that the price of a stock will go down. And the way it works is if I'm a short seller, I will borrow shares from my brokerage and then quickly sell them, say for $10 a share. And if I'm right and the price drops to, say, $5 a share, then I can buy them back and repay that loan to my brokerage. And I keep that $5 difference, obviously multiplied by however many shares were involved. What happens if a company is very heavily shorted? In other words, there's a lot of investors doing this. Then it's vulnerable to what's called a short squeeze, because if the stock actually goes up, all these bearish investors betting on a drop are going to want to get out of that trade and buy the stock. So it really propels the stock higher very quickly and very high.
And that happened because a bunch of amateur investors got together on a popular message board, Reddit. What was their motivation, and was all of this somehow organized?
Yeah, I think the motivation obviously is to make some money. There are some describing it as sort of a David versus Goliath parable of wealth inequality. And maybe there's some truth to that on some level, but obviously you get into trading stocks to make money. And it was coordinated on Reddit and some other social media sites where someone says, hey, look, this stock is vulnerable to a short squeeze. And there's other strategies that involve the options market that are a little more complicated. But then others sort of go, you know, you're right. And they all start buying the stock. And this is what it leads to.
30 seconds here, Mike. But what are the legal implications? I know the SEC is keeping an eye on this.
Yeah, I think it's tricky for regulators, Peter, because, you know, they may find a few incidents of illegal behavior. But most of what I described is not really illegal. So it's a tricky one for them.
All right. Mike Regan, senior editor for Bloomberg News. I think we're going to be keeping an eye on this story over the next couple of days. Thanks very much.
Thank you.